Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jürgen, your assessment of the overall performance, again, it's coming from behind, but the way you finished the game, I don't think you'd be too bothered.
Yeah, that will probably be kind of a headline a little bit, that we are again 1-0 down, but again a completely different goal to all the others. I'm not sure it was a foul or not. Looked for us obviously like a foul because he felt it was a foul. Could we have defended him better in the first moment? Maybe yes, and then the last pass was really good and the finish is a good finish, so then it's difficult. And again, it happened. You don't like that, but it happened, and then it's all about the reaction. And without playing outstandingly well immediately, we created already massive chances you, it's really difficult to miss, but we did. And the goalie had a save, crossbar, whatever. However, the ball didn't go in the back of the net, I have no clue. So in half time now, it's clear you want to make sure that we don't get frustrated, because so far we didn't score, stuff like this. We have to really stay positive, and not really chasing the game, just playing the game. And that's what the boys did. And then minute by minute, we grew into that game, and it was a top performance. And to be honest, with all the quality of Leicester, we have to admit that as well. Super coached team, obviously, super setup. You can pretty much see, feel and smell the confidence they have because of their situation. So that's made life difficult. But we kept going and improved during the game as a team, clearly, but individually as well. A lot of performances stepped up, bam, here we are. And I liked that a lot.
There was an irresistibility about Liverpool in the second half, and the goals, all very different, but all excellent in the way that they were, the way they came about, and the finishes.
Yeah, top goals, absolutely top goals. So many, but I think the goals we didn't score were pretty beautiful as well, just didn't go in. The last of Harvey, I have no clue who blocked that. And yeah, how was that? It was now, look back, a top night for us, because look at Bataro, how he grew into the game, and from how dominant he was in the second half, how he really won the balls, passed the balls. I'm not sure it's the last pass before Dom scores, but for sure, yeah, probably he passed about three lines again, what he did quite frequently. That was really, really, really good. He played a super game. Joel Kwanzaa. Not only playing outstanding well, setting a goal up, Ben, so exciting. You cannot watch him without smiling, to be honest. It's really, really nice to see. Strikers fought so hard and scored then super important goals, both Cody and Diogo. Harvey, what a work rate. Curtis on right back. Ibu with using his full speed in the counter-attacks in the second half. So it was grief, calm, composed. I'm not sure I forgot anybody. Costi, super difficult start, and was close, I think, to lose a little bit, but found a way back into the game. Really good for him as well. So it was just Ryan, like exactly Ryan. And that's just in a game like this, being in the most difficult area and constantly under pressure, and then finding always little solution and solutions which help us a lot. So super signs tonight. I really like that a lot. And yeah, the boys enjoyed playing it, and how you saw how they were pressing until the last second. They they really enjoyed it, and that's cool.
Dave?
Dominic produced an absolutely
fantastic
film for the Oscars this year, which presumably he does that quite a lot in training, and you clearly encourage him to do that.
I don't have to, yeah. I don't have to tell Shoot, he knows that. He says he knows better than I. That's, yeah, that's a pretty good skill. The next one, which goes slightly over, is another grenade. So, yeah, you can see that in Premier League games. I think the everybody tries to block him. That's why it didn't come through yet. But if he gets through, come through, then it's a good chance the ball could be in. But super goal. Well, really not. But in the situation is it the ball, when it, I think it was like this, but how passed the ball through, and in that moment there is no midfielder, there's no defender who can then hold him. That's why it's so important after winning the ball to try to play the first pass forward, or at least have a forward orientated idea, and that helped there a lot. Yeah, good.
Chris?
Couldn't imagine that he would have such a spectacular start.
Sorry?
It's
so long ago that he's here that I forgot what I thought when he came. Since the first minute of training, it was pretty impressive. That's how it is. He's a top bloke, really. Top guy. Easy step into the game, into the team, dressing room wise, stuff like this. A very naturally confident boy. So, and that helps, but a super hard worker, and that's what you see today. He came on at two very difficult situations. I think he stepped on the first ball when he defended our counter-attack, lost the ball there. Next one, I think he lost as well. And from that moment on, he was just in the game. So that's super important. He enjoys it a lot being here. And the people obviously appreciate it as well. It's a good situation. Long may it continue.
Last one here.
Just a word on Curtis Jones tonight. Obviously,
skip
back. When did he tell him that he was going to be captain? And just your thoughts on his overall performance tonight?
I had to tell him yesterday when I told him he will be play right back, same moment. So I sold the right back idea with the captaincy. Let me say it like that. But he was already completely excited when I told him that he will play right back, and the way he executed it was super special. I have to say, wow, super smart. But the idea is. Or if we thought about him, so we couldn't play Stefan long. We have to be careful with him. Joey will be okay for the weekend, but was not okay for today. For Trent, it's too early, so we need to find solutions. And Curtis was always in my mind as a potential solution there. Because really football smart. So that's how it is. And he enjoys being on the ball. And the deeper you are, the more often you can get the ball. That was a top performance, I have to say, for the first time on a for him strange position. He did really well, and I like that a lot. He's in a good moment, so probably he could play every position a moment, so each position a moment. But we will try to use him as often as possible in his natural position.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.